The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the crisis in the hospitality industry and how one man has changed his mind on the importance of EU workers.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
We are collectively telling cafes, pubs, bars, and restaurants to close tonight as soon as they reasonably can and not to open tomorrow.
That was March 2020 when Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for last orders in the hospitality industry. A few days later, he announced the first of three national lockdowns. Restaurants and pubs were the first to close and the last to reopen, and they're struggling to find their feet again. Because even when they were allowed to open, there was, of course, strict social distancing and the 10 p.m. curfew.
It's utterly stupid because what you've got at the moment, Ian, is you've got 3.2 million hospitality workers trying their very best. And what they're doing is they're making those people redundant at 10 p.m. or so in the evening and turning everyone out into the street. So
that's Tim Martin. You may not have heard of him, but you've probably had a drink in one of his pubs. He's the boss of Wetherspoons. And although you might have recently been inside a Wetherspoons enjoying a drink after 10 p.m, Tim Martin has a new problem on his hands: finding and recruiting staff. At the end of May, across the country, 971 jobs at Wetherspoons were up for grabs. But finding staff isn't just a problem for Tim Martin, it's the same across the entire industry. There's a huge shortfall of waiters, chefs, and bar staff. So the question is, where did the workers go?
Well, the impact of the pandemic continues to affect jobs. The latest figures show that the UK unemployment rate has risen to its highest level for more than 3 years. The Office for National
Statistics. In 2020 alone, 660,000 hospitality jobs were lost. Now, you might be thinking, why weren't these jobs protected by the furlough scheme? Well, Rishi Sunak's decision to extend furlough back in November came a little too late.
The government will continue to help pay people's wages up to 80% of the normal amount. All employers will have to pay for hours not worked.
By the time of his announcement, the lockdowns, the 10 p.m. curfew and strict social distancing had already made pubs and restaurants less viable, forcing them to make tough decisions and close their shutters.
This time we were in a position that we're having to tell people that we're going to lose their jobs because we simply weren't allowed by law to open.
For the Wetherspoon staff left on furlough, many decided to look for other jobs or head home altogether, back to other European countries. But now that everything's opening up again, why is Tim Martin finding it so difficult to get his staff back? Well, one word: Brexit.
If we leave the customs union on the 31st of October, Wetherspoon will bring the price of beer down to an unbelievable low.
Tim Martin was a staunch supporter of the Vote Leave campaign. Back in 2016, he donated £200,000 in support of Brexit. He claimed leaving the EU would give the UK greater economic freedom, but he hadn't imagined that it would come with a high price tag. Before COVID-19, EU workers made up a huge chunk of the hospitality industry. But now that they've returned home, because of the pandemic, travel restrictions and new immigration policies, it's really difficult for them to come back.
This is the first time in nearly 40 years where the British government will be in control and will determine its own immigration policy and will also be able to determine the type of system that it will be in control of. And we are bringing an end to free...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And because of this, Tim Martin has changed his mind and is reportedly asking for a more liberal immigration system. But it's not just Brexit that's causing the shortage. On top of low pay, working standards are notoriously poor in the hospitality industry.
To some extent, we deserve this, because when things are going really well, we did not look after our staff.
Workers have reassessed what matters to them. They don't want to work the long, unsociable hours for relatively low pay. They've realised they can get a better deal elsewhere. And so, to entice workers, restaurants and pub owners have been offering gift vouchers to customers who recommend people for jobs, and even hefty recruitment bonuses to current staff who fill roles. What's clear is that the whole industry is probably facing a really big change. Pay might need to rise, and there might need to be more job security if the staff shortage problem is going to be fixed. That unbelievably cheap pint which Tim Martin was promising, he might have to spend the money on his workers instead. Hi, thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise Media. Our promise to you is to make sense of the world through one story every day. If you enjoyed today's episode on Tim Martin, why not give us a follow so you don't miss any of our other episodes. Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.